You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
Hey!
I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Morning.
Welcome to the show. Quick reminder, because, you know, the 16 is coming fast. The end of it, your chance to vote on our March Madness of Small Towns till we get to 8. It's good. Like, the 8 is like, the 8 is the 8. You know? Does that make sense? Like, when it's 8, it's serious.
Yeah, like, you're really whittling it down.
Those are the, like, the true, and there's,
That's why they call them elite.
Yeah, the elite. Like, it's definitely the elite. So, you have till Friday to vote, and then we'll get knocked down to the 8. There are some real surprises this year. I gotta be honest. Like, to me, at least. I don't know about you guys, but some real surprises.
I'm not super surprised, because I've been to some of the places that are in the lead.
And
I like them there.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, like I said, there's about half expected. I think we all knew, but...
I'm a little biased towards the West End, because that's where I live.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, I spend time there.
There's quite a few West End towns doing well.
So. I'm amongst the people.
You are out amongst the people. Yeah, that's true.
I have either coached or yelled at their children.
None of the towns, though, none of them covered in bird poop.
No.
Which is a problem that they're having in an English village, because there is a breed of bird called the starling, which fly around like fish school. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they're fun to watch. Like, if you're driving along and you see them fly out of a field or something in like a huge formation, it's pretty cool.
All those ones that I always would think, like, which bird leads the way?
How do they decide when they change direction?
Yeah,
does the one in the back become the one in the front? You know.
So there's been for some reason, an unbelievable amount of them in this one area, near this one town, and to the point where people are coming from all over the country to, like, film them and take pictures. But the people who live in the town say it's the worst, because they keep doing these giant aerial displays of thousands of birds over the town and just crapping on everything, like, literally on everything. The quote is, even just going out the front door, you end up with poop on your hands, because it's all over the handles of everything, the car, the railings. So,
the title of the story that I just searched it. Villagers complain of pitter-patter of poo.
Pitter-patter.
Like, they even bomb you if you're underneath watching them, obviously, because there's so many birds. Like,
yeah. Don't look up with your mouth
thousands,
open.
No.
Yeah.
That's awful.
What are those? I've told the story a couple times. I'll just say it quick. I was at a huge place where they keep boats.
A marina?
A marina. I don't know why that word would come to me. You know, a marina.
Just a marina? Okay.
And we were inside one of the giant boat warehouses have, and a guy slammed one of the big doors, and like 1,000 seagulls took up off the roof and just rained. Like, you could tell those that are aware what happens when, because as soon as they heard the bang, they started diving under boats. Well, the rest of people were like, what's happening? And so they got hit 3 or 4 times. So I can imagine constantly, like, a town.
Every time you go outside.
Just covered. I mean,
and it's very problematic for people, as touristy things often are. But I'm reading a quote from this family who they have one of their daughters is blind and she needs handrails to get up the stairs and stuff like that. So she can't even get up the stairs by herself because she just runs her hand through poo the entire way. This poor girl.
They have to cover their cars with tarps.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Tarps on.
Yeah. So, I mean,
tarps on, boys.
I know nature's
just pooing on people's heads and everything as they walk around.
The worst. You got thousands of birds just zipping around above you constantly.
They're a thick black cloud, and you can hear them, and you can hear the showers of poo coming down.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like a fun.
Because birds, everything's all mixed, right? Like, I have chickens, and the poo they create is crazy.
Well, they just live in a constant state of diarrhea.
Yeah. And they don't care. They're just walking around wherever they are. Sure. And there it goes.
Kind of like Jamie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like me.
I like Jamie.
Good thing Jamie doesn't have wings.
Yeah.
Ooh, you guys would be toast.
Can you imagine? What happened to him? Oh, Jamie was flying again.
Yeah.
Gotta get a new windshield.
Yeah.
So, nature's great, but poops a lot.
Yeah. Sometimes it is.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Listen, guys, Jamie, you're a big fan of the world records. And
There's
a fellow who set 3 in 1 week.
3?
Using his beard, neck, and teeth.
Oh.
He's a Ukrainian strongman. And his name is Dmytro Hrunsky. Anyways, Dmitry.
Big D.
Yeah, Big D. And he started, he did it all in one day. So he started with the heaviest vehicle pulled by a beard.
Oh, wow.
He had done this record or attempted at it in 2019, but failed when his beard hairs were ripped out of his chin.
That sounds very painful.
God.
So he's back. He grew his beard longer for the second try and then tested different lengths to see what the maximum strength would be in his facial hair.
He braided or something?
Yeah, there's no picture. I don't know if he braided. But he, so he pulled a 5,687-pound minibus.
Oh, wow.
Breaking the previous record of 4,300 pounds. So that's just with his chin whiskers. He pulled that bad boy.
Then sorry to stop you there.
Yeah.
So you have a beard still, Chris. Jason, you got rid of yours.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it hurts when you pull like a single hair out. But like,
in a group, it
wouldn't. In a group,
yeah.
It wouldn't hurt as much. But like, think how hard that has to be. Like, pull on your beard right now, pretty hard. You think you could control that with your chin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But my God.
Like, it's a lot of weight. Yeah, 56, so over almost 5,700 pounds with his beard. Jeez. And that was just number one.
Okay.
Then the second attempt was the heaviest vehicle pulled by a neck, which he actually previously set the world record for.
By his neck?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he ended up hauling a 17,000-pound truck with a required distance of 16.4 feet.
Okay.
So he set that record again with his neck.
Uh-huh. So it's just a... No.
And then what was the third one?
Was he walking, though? Was it attached to his neck and he was walking
probably
back?
A strap.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What do you think it was? What, cartwheeling?
I would think he was still and then he just did like a head tilt and was able to pull it with just his neck.
For 17 feet?
Well, that's what got me. That's what...
He's not a giraffe. He's just a man.
He's just a man, Jamie.
Then, when he was done that, he set the record for most cars pulled with his teeth. Each car was placed in neutral with the engine off, and a driver was inside every car to make sure they rolled in a straight line, and he managed to pull the vehicles, totaling 19,365 pounds with their drivers for the required distance with his teeth.
Why? This guy isn't, like, using his hands for anything. Does he have arms?
He has arms.
Okay.
But he doesn't like using them.
Oh, he's just saving them. Don't want to use these up. I'm going to use my other body parts.
Yeah.
That's impressive. I'm impressed.
Yeah. What's the total weight? About 19 to 17. Yeah, it's a lot of weight with his face. Mostly just parts of his face.
Jeez.
That's impressive. I think probably neck. I mean, of the three. But he pulled more with his teeth than his neck.
Your jaw can hold a lot. You mean like higher?
Can it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever tried to pry someone's jaw open? Like
it's tough. Yeah, it would be tough. It's
no, I haven't. Tough. Why? You've tried to pry another human being's jaw open?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Whose jaw have you tried to pry open? Well, that's way more interesting than any other thing we just talked about.
My cousin. So
were you children, and he was gonna swallow your Lego toy, and he wanted him to spit it out.
So this was in 2005.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And my cousin lives in Florida. I have some family that live in Florida. Excuse me. And my grandfather had died. And so they had come up for the funeral and stuff like that. And it was me, my brother, my cousin, some of my brother's friends. And we're hanging out in a garage, little doinks being passed around, you know. And my cousin used to the Florida weed.
Uh-huh. Right.
Wasn't used to the Canadian
stuff. Poor quality,
stuff.
Yeah.
He's just like dirt.
Just stems.
Yeah. And so we were just standing there, and all of a sudden he slides down the car and cracks his head off the garage floor. So then he's just like, he's in like a state of almost like rigor, Jason?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And
that happens after you die.
Yeah, so. I know that. So, and then my brother yells, he's choking on his gum. Because he had gum.
He had a big wad of gum in his
mouth. So then we all get down real quick and are trying to pry his jaw.
While he's having a seizure, basically?
He was just like, he was just knocked out.
Oh, okay.
And so, and I was thinking, oh my God, there's already one funeral. I was like, this is terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm high. So I'm like, oh. So we tried to pry his jaw open to get the gum out. And then he just woke up. He said, I got to poo. And then he went inside. True story. 100%. Everything about that, it was accurate. And we just went.
But
we're like,
okay.
Oh!
Yeah, obviously.
And then he walked inside to go to the bathroom. We're just looking at each other. We're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. All right, well, hey. I guess you speak from experience
there. Yeah. It's tough to prod man's child.
Very tough. Circle is a shape. It goes
around and around. Lots going on. Lots going on our radio station. Tickets to shows, to paying you to listen, to a bunch of stuff.
To giving out free pizza tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
7-2 pie days.
And the March Madness of Small Towns. We're down to the Sweet 16. Please go by Shea106.com and vote. And, always a reason to listen to this radio station. And that's what my circle time is to tell you.
All right.
There's so much going on that you have no excuse not to be here.
There really is a lot going on.
There's a lot. Now, who else would like to
go? I'll go next. All right.
Okay.
So, there's a guy in Florida. He had to go to the doctor because he was having, like, really bad headaches.
Okay.
And it turns out it was from eating undercooked bacon.
Doggy. Bacon.
Yeah. Exactly. Bacon. So, he thought he was having migraines.
Oh.
And he was like, man, my head really hurts. And so, they did all these tests. And the doctors found that the headaches were caused by a severe tapeworm infestation in his brain.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So apparently, my God.
He ate undercooked bacon.
Doggy.
Yeah.
Bacon.
Yes. Yeah. It happened pretty quick and then lasted for about 4 months. He put up with these headaches for about four months.
Oh, my God. That's
and then he went to the doctor for it.
I like nothing you are saying. Nothing coming out of your mouth I like.
So when you say undercooked bacon.
Doggy.
Yeah.
Bacon.
What do you mean? Like the problem soggy? Was, like the ones you get like the Howard Johnson
buffet? Not crispy, yeah.
Okay.
But like the problem was twofold. So he loved bacon.
No,
and he
exactly
loved
the bacon.
He didn't like soft. He didn't like crispy bacon. He liked soft bacon.
I like soft bacon too. Yeah. You got brain worms?
No, well, the bacon he chose to cook had also gone bad. It was off. So it had the worm in it to begin with.
Like the eggs.
And then he didn't cook it enough. So it went right up into his brain and was giving him headaches.
Man.
I can imagine.
Apparently it can be contagious as well.
What?
So that's crazy.
You can catch brain worms?
Yeah. So if you don't, wash your hands properly after you poop,
you
can transfer that to other people. So it can happen.
The worms take a vacation from your brain and they go lay eggs in your poop?
Yeah.
And then you poop it out and then you wipe it on your hands and you put it on other people and they get brain worms?
He had worms all through him.
Oh, I see.
The worms are all through him.
Oh, okay.
But the headaches were caused by the worms in his brain.
There's a lot of gross things in the world.
Yeah.
Human body worms are they're up there, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You think they're up there?
Yeah. Any worms in the body, I'm not okay
The good news is, most worms, and in this case, you just got to be dewormed like a puppy.
Okay.
And within 2 weeks, you're good again.
Oh, wow.
So he's fine.
Still though. Cook his bacon a bit more.
Yeah, okay. I would make sure to cook the bacon.
Doggy. Bacon.
Bacon. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, a list has come out here on the old Reddit. And it says things that could have better names but don't.
Okay.
So, for instance, dentures should be called substitutes.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Right?
I like it.
Substitutes.
Uh-huh.
I like it. But dentist. I guess, no, you're right. Yeah. Why would it?
Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah, substitutes.
Contractions, like when you're giving birth, should be birthquakes.
All right. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
This is probably my favorite one. Jet skis. I'm going to start calling them motorcycles.
Boatercycles.
Boatercycles. A jet ski.
Not you saying motorcycles with a cold.
No, motorcycles.
Motorcycles. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, that's a great name for those. But isn't jet ski just a brand name anyways? That's like tissue and stuff that everyone just started calling.
Well, Sea-Doo's the brand name.
Yeah.
Jet ski, maybe, back in the old day.
Anyways,
Wave runner.
They did try that here in Canada. There was a Canadian invention, I think in the early 90s, and they were called wet bikes, and they were more like motorcycles in the water.
Really?
But they were terribly received. Yeah. It was very difficult to stay up on.
They keep trying to put motorcycles everywhere. Like there's a ski hill motor, like a downhill ski
that
motorcycle too.
Crazy. It,
yeah, but I don't think it's as easy to ride as they make it look in the commercials.
Boy, do they make it look easy.
Yeah. Motorcycle I like. All right.
Astronomers should be called scientists.
Yeah, scientists.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
And there's some other that are just whatever, like donuts, sugar bagels.
No, that one's dumb.
milk, cereal sauce. I'd never call it that.
I do agree with hemorrhoids being asteroids.
Asteroids, though, it should be.
Because that makes a terrible problem a little bit funny.
And it is kind of curious that Head & Shoulders hasn't come out with a body soap called Knees & Toes.
It's true. It really is.
You know, like, what are you doing there, Johnson & Johnson or whatever?
Is it Johnson & Johnson?
Who does Head & Shoulders? Johnson & Johnson?
Couldn't tell you.
Or S.E. Johnson?
Which of you two Johnsons is responsible for naming your products? We need a Knees & Toes. Get it out here.
We got a couple Johnsons.
Which Johnson? Is it you Johnson or you Johnson?
Get on it, Johnson. It's such an easy name to say.
Why did they just call it Johnson?
It's Procter & Gamble.
Procter & Gamble. A couple other names.
Those two guys. Yeah. Also. Hey, Procter. Hey, Gamble.
Yeah,
those
get are on the best it. Back yeah. If you don't day. Get going, we're going to get Johnson in here.
Yeah. What? Yeah, we're going to give this to Johnson & Johnson. Which Johnson? Johnson.
Johnson.
The arrogance of those two brothers, or whoever Johnson & Johnson is, just could have just been Johnson. They have the same name. Why do you both have to have it?
Yeah, because they already made boat motors, maybe.
I want my name in the company. It is. It's Johnson. No, that's him. Yeah, I want my name. Yeah. Your first name, Frank? No, Johnson.
Johnson.
Two of us. Johnson & Johnson, yes.
What if we call it the Johnson Group? Not good enough.
Johnson Bros. No way.
No. It's Johnson & Johnson. Yeah. I want my name there, too.
All right. Well,
all right.
Maybe there's two Johnsons from different families.
Yeah.
It's still the same name.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Little spot in the show. We dedicate to messages you leave us. You want the world to hear. Dougie Line's open 24 hours a day for you. 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Jamie, what do you got?
Our pal No Nose calling in here. It's been a while.
Yeah, driving home from my construction job. Drive by this beautiful mansion with the guy shooting golf balls into his pond like it's his own private golfing range. He also had gorgeous German Shepherds behind him. Part of me wanted to just pull over and ask him, what do you do? Like, what am I doing wrong in my life?
Well, you don't have a nose.
He's not doing that wrong.
I know he's not doing that wrong. I'm just kidding.
He's doing the best he can just without joshing. A nose, man.
It's true.
He's doing the best he can.
Can't be an easy life with no nose.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah, you do wonder that when you see these places.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, for
what
sure.
What do you do?
Yeah. Now, nothing. But what did you do to get this?
Yeah.
You know?
But you never know, right? Like some places, like I did when I was installing septic tanks back in the day. We did a guy who sold his share of, like, he owned a mutual fund.
Right.
And he sold it for $400 million. Yeah. So.
He can do whatever he wants now.
You know what I mean? So, like, and that was just a big old mansion on a hill, which you see those all the time driving anywhere, right? And you're like, what do you do? He could have just been.
I cut through Manotick to pick up my son from school, and you drive through the mansion lanes and stuff, and it's just, I say the same thing. What do you all do?
Come on.
Like, what do you all do? How do you all have this much money? What do you all do? You can't all be in finance.
Like, and all be working for Shopify.
Yeah, you can't all be industry icons. Like, what do you all do?
And all be world-famous radio jocks.
Half of them are probably teachers.
Kidding.
Anyways, I ask the same question all the time. What else you got?
Oh, from one pal to another here. Our pal Willie.
Hey, Biggs, Bar, and Jamie. I just entered the car wash, and oddly enough, I was rolling into the drive-thru, and then two cars right in front of me. I mean, perfectly clean cars go through. And oddly enough, isn't this ironic? Patience by Guns N' Roses came on Shea 106. I mean, I guess that's supposed to speak to me, right? But anyways, isn't that irritating? You see people with perfectly clean cars. I like a clean car. But, I mean, if it's perfectly clean, just get a pressure washer at home, pal. You know what I mean? Anyways, just a thought this afternoon. Have a good one, boys.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't like the lineups at the drive-thrus. Be there an hour. Four cars is an hour, right? Almost?
Pretty much.
Five.
That's close.
Let's say five.
Five cars, yeah.
Five cars an hour. You see people lined up eight, nine cars.
Well, I would never go to the car wash if there's more than two cars in the line. And two, even, I really have to look. I'm like, eh.
Now, I'm guessing maybe for those guys who have a clean car going through, maybe they have to use a pass and they want to get it all worth. I don't know how it works. But remember, we got rain the other day, like last couple of the day it rained, like for the whole day. Someone going through.
In the rain?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We laughed.
You're a viral. Like, what's this guy doing? What are you doing?
Like thunderclouds around everywhere. Like, you know, a couple drips of rain. There's nine people in a car. Yeah. Line up. What are you doing?
Let's go for a little spin.
Well, I pay for the monthly pass. Okay, I get it. Yes. But like, it's
wait till tomorrow.
My God, man. Yeah, my God. Yeah, wait till the rain's done.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Anyway, clicking up those car washes, boys. I don't know who boys are.
Yeah, and who's
in charge of?
What did you just say?
Say quicken up those car washes, boys. Like they take too long. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but if you get the big package, it takes a while.
That's what I'm saying. So they should be quicker.
You would like them to be faster.
I would like them to be faster.
You'd like
Jason.
Them to somehow break the laws of physics to wash the cars.
This takes time sometimes.
Quicken up the car, boys. Jamie's a little tired. He took some sleep medicine or cold medicine, which made him really drowsy last night. And then he had to get up for his daughter. And
so this should be a fun
trouble.
Day then.
He's having trouble.
I'm having a good time, though.
You having trouble?
Are you high?
I'm not trying to wreck your good time.
I mean,
I think you are.
I don't think I am. Just been a few things you said that
no more
that
than usual.
Was a little, I mean.
A guy just wants a car wash to be a little quicker, boys. And he gets.
Quicken
up the car wash, boys. Yeah. What is that?
It was more that I just didn't understand your words.
Quick up the car, boys.
And the content.
Quicken up the car,
boys.
Yeah. All right.
Well, sorry.
No one's mad at you. Relax. We're just having a good time.
Take some more NyQuil.
Embrace it. It should be fun. Get worse. It'll be better. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get all messed up
today. I do know what you mean.
Come on.
I do know what you mean. Yeah. Right.
5 questions. 30 seconds. Get them all right. Win $1,000.
Auto
what?
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
Welcome to Auto What? 5 questions, 30 seconds. You can pass and go back. Your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for our Plinko board that can win you up to $1,000.
We have John. Is it John or Sean?
It's Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Good morning.
All's well?
All's well here. How about you?
We're good. You're familiar?
I am.
Well, then, best of luck to you.
Well, thanks, buddy.
All right, Sean, your time will begin after I read the first question. What U.S. state has the second highest annual average temperature?
Louisiana.
What Disney movie about a car was released 55 years ago today?
Herbie Lovebug.
From the Barbie universe, what is Ken's last name?
I have no idea.
What is the only character on the American Film Institute's top 50 heroes and villains list? What is... That's not even English, Jamie.
He passed.
I'll read it. So, it actually says, what is the only character is on the American Film Institute's top 50 heroes and villains list?
I put and in all capitals, though, for you to accentuate the and.
It was the stuff before it didn't make any sense. Here, we'll ask you the opinion question anyway. What's more annoying, a stone in your shoe or your laces coming untied on a regular basis?
Laces untied.
Yeah. All right. So that was the answer there. So that's good. What is the only character is on the American Film Institute's top 50 heroes and villains list? It's the Terminator.
Terminator. He was a villain, and then he became a hero.
Okay.
Right.
From the Barbie universe, what is Ken's last name? I learned this today. It's Carson, apparently.
Okay.
Ken Carson. Went to school with a guy named Ken Carson.
Did you?
Yeah, he brought a mouse to school for show and tell, and it curled up and bit right through his thumbnail.
Oh, wow.
So much blood.
Wow.
And he flung that thing across the room. I have no idea what happened to it.
And Barbie's last name is Roberts.
Was it?
Didn't know that either. Didn't know either.
What Disney movie? What Disney movie about a car was released 55 years ago today? For some reason, you knew it was Herbie the Love Bug. So there you go.
You know what jumped in my head? Cars.
It was way more recent than that.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know why.
And what U.S. state has the second highest annual average temperature in America? It is...
Down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
Well, Sean, that was a tough one.
We'll get there someday.
All right, my friend.
Okay. For those of you wondering, nice the temperature, the average temperature in Louisiana is 68.5 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, Chris, you've been to Louisiana.
That's a lie.
It's the average.
It's the average.
Like yearly average.
Yeah, I went to
Yowlins.
Yowlins for a big radio conference like 20, well, longer than 20 years now. A long time ago. Anyways, I walked. I was a much larger man back then, which I know it's hard to imagine, but it's true. And
like
I walked,
not taller, wider.
No,
shrunk.
Yeah, no, I was biggin'. And I walked out the airport, like the doors opened, and I felt like I walked into soup.
Oof.
I've never been in a more humid place. I immediately sweat through my shirt. Like before I got to the cab, like, from the airport door to the cab, I was like, oh, this is going to be a moist week. And
instant hyperhidrosis.
Yeah. It's so thick. It was so thick. And it might have just been like a humidity spell. But my God. And then everything down there is fried.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The meat sweats, the heat sweats.
And I lost a lot of money at a good focus. Yeah. You know, so
the nervous weekend. Sweats.
Yeah.
You know. Learned nothing about
everything,
radio.
Everything you did was just making you sweat.
Yeah.
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show. We each bring something to the table that we thought we'd share. Shall I go first, gents?
Yeah.
March Madness, small towns. I know we keep bringing it up inside Circle Time.
It's important.
It's a big deal. And we got to remind you every round to vote. And there are some huge upsets going on right now in the Sweet 16 and some others. If you don't know what it is, we took a whole bunch of towns that you guys nominated as the best small towns around town. And we put them in a bracket of 32. Now we're down to 16 and people are voting. And we're going to have a big party / broadcast on in whatever town wins. Last year was Elmont.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
One heavyweight was down. They've had a heck of a comeback.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
They were down at one point.
Yes, they were.
Now they're up.
You can say what town is.
I don't want to know because I don't want to sway favor. Okay. Right. I don't want people who don't like this town to go and say, rah, rah, rah.
Well, that's the point of competition. I guess, right?
Yeah. Okay, Carlton Place, they were down on Calabogie yesterday.
Really, eh?
By like 50 votes. Now they're up 100 votes.
Really?
But it is climbing.
Well, I know the mayor's been posting stuff.
Oh, there you go.
Mayor Toby.
Yeah, he's been out there canvassing. He was a big canvasser last year.
He was, really good. Yeah,
what
good
he
guy.
Did for that town.
He was crushed.
Yeah. The one they lost, yeah.
When they lost Elmont. Yeah. He was very... But he came out. He came out
of
Elmont.
Course, he's a solid dude.
You know he's a good guy.
Nice guy. So, yeah. A couple of the towns that I thought were going to win or not, but who are winning or not. But go vote. Shea106.com. Who's next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
So humans, right? Very complex creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We have so many different emotions and stuff like that. But also at the core, so simple.
Survival.
A study found that putting emojis next to suggested tip amounts on restaurant receipts makes the person tip more.
Really?
Like a smiley face.
Mm.
Someone who they bring you the bill and they give you a little smiley face sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
They said that would make you tip more, and the studies have shown that that is true.
Really?
Like, it grows by, like, 11% sometimes.
Really?
From tip to tip.
Yeah, there's an example, like, in this room of that, because, Jamie, I know when you drive by the speed things, you like to slow down to get under the speed limit, so you get the smiley face.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the smiley face.
I don't like when it's frowning at me, which is most of the time.
The flashing one makes me angry. I just want to speed up because it's so aggressive, like the ones with the strobes.
When it's
just a smiley or sad face, I'm like, oh, I want to make that. I want to make the machine smile.
Yeah, see, I want the sad face.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
I want to be a bad boy.
Is that what you are?
I'm a bad boy.
All right. Well.
Anywho, don't fall for the smiley face.
Why
if
not?
If you didn't like the service.
I don't think people give bad service at writing down smiley faces.
Yeah, that's part of the service,
that's
right?
That's a pretty good ripoff thing to do, though. I didn't do the great service, but I could put the smiley face and get a bigger tip.
Mm. So you just put a frowny face beside it.
Frowny,
no tip.
Yeah, that's don't eat yellow snow.
Hot dog.
Here's your tip.
Jason, what do you got?
You know when you go to the grocery store and you see people fondling food?
Yeah.
One lady was very upset about it. We'll play her. We'll play her.
Say it again.
We'll play her.
Oh my God, where the hell did it go?
Do you want me to play it?
Okay. I just went and grabbed some groceries. A lady walked over and she was standing in front of me of the blueberries and strawberries, and she opened up the blueberries and started touching them. After she squeezed the blueberries, she put them back and did it until she grabbed the one she wanted and walked away. Is that normal? Yuck.
No, it's not normal to open. I'm assuming it sounds like the little plastic cases.
Yes.
So she was opening those up and squeezing the blueberries, which I find gross. I try to handle as little food as possible in the grocery store. Like, I don't want to pick up food and put it back. Sometimes you have to.
Like, what if you pick up an avocado that looks good, but it's not soft enough or too...
Yeah.
Apples. Soft. I examine apples.
Like I on Saturday, I went to the TNT grocery store, which I love.
Get some boy boing
on Hunt Club. I did. I bought some boy boing as well. I also bought some fish jerky I meant to bring in today, but forgot. I'll try and remember
fish
tomorrow.
Jerky.
Yeah. Well, just I like to try fun things from the TNT. Yeah. There was an old man at the fish counter, and they had like these salmon steaks that were there, and he was picking each one of them up, like poking it, flipping it over back and forth until he found the ones he wanted. They all looked the same. And no one said anything to him. Yeah. Customer, employee, nothing. And I like that store. It's a fun store.
Yeah, it is fun.
Go there all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't want some weird old man touching all the fish.
I know you are cooking it, but
still.
But still, yeah.
You don't really like that.
No.
They don't really care about your feelings at the TNT store, though.
No, they don't. They don't. They have any. They have no regard for.
No, they don't. They don't care about like holidays. They don't care about your feelings. They don't care about like
during COVID, when you're supposed to shut down buffets and stuff like that. No chance that buffet was open. And it's a great lunch buffet. I had some on Saturday.
Like all the like the specialty months for like different groups. They don't care about those.
No, they don't.
They don't care.
No. I love that store.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
What about like grapes?
No,
because grapes are in an open bag. Because I like hard grapes.
Uh huh.
I will, because I don't, again,
you
I don't
You can eyeball,
like,
though. You can look at a grape and know.
Yeah.
But you can also squeeze the outside of the bag, which
is
fine.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
But you're still against reaching in just to give a little.
Like anything you're going to wash first is fine. But blueberry, how many people wash blueberries before they
eat them?
I give them a rinse now.
Are you supposed to?
Yeah, I'll give them a rinse.
That's a rinse everything, kind of.
Put baking soda or something on it, running under the water.
It's way too much work.
I'm not doing that.
Way too much work.
Oh.
Yeah, if we don't have to get into it, but can we knock off the super green bananas? Can we knock off?
Yeah.
I believe that's just timing.
Nope.
They pick them too early.
Nope. You go to a Loblaws, you cannot find a yellow banana.
Oh, really?
I'm going to find a yellow banana in months. They
really?
Put them out the greenest. I don't know why. It makes
I go to the other ones, right?
I was at Metro yesterday. Yellow. Perfect. Loblaws, what's with the overly green? I don't want to get into it. It's too big. We need to
I buy my bananas at Costco. And they'll go from green, like full green to brown with no yellow in between. So you just got to pick the time where you think it might be ripe because the color is not indicative.
You're making a face like I'm doing, like you don't believe me.
Oh, I'm not
like
a big nanner guy.
Like I'm doing something wrong. Walk into a Loblaws anywhere in this province, any time of day, any day of the week. They're green, like green. Like I buy them to eat them in a week.
Aren't they better for you when they're green?
They taste like ass when they're green.
No, when they're green, they're not great.
And they're better to get them, for you, though.
I don't know. I like to get them when they're just on the cusp of ripeness. Oh, I don't mind them a bit solid, but like after that, they're just gross.
Anyways.
But you can handle bananas because they have a peel on them.
Yeah, you're not eating the peel. Well, yeah. I mean, unless you're a savage. Some people do that.
People
we got it's a question time coming up. Yeah, they eat them like an apple. Yeah, I've seen it.
That's disgusting.
You want to text any question, please do so.
Yeah, 762-555. We'd love to answer them.
If you work at Loblaws, I'd love to know why your bananas are so green.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You could just write right into it there, James Fire. Yeah.
Okay.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text any question you want, 762-555.
Should you contribute to office gifts like baby showers, weddings, etc., if you don't really know the person or have never directly worked with them?
No.
You don't want to be the only one who doesn't, but it's kind of a weird concept. No. I agree, yeah.
Yeah, no, you don't. They can't force you to participate in that nonsense.
And it's sometimes you just don't even like them. Just be honest. No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't. Just say,
what are they going to do? They can't fire you.
No.
Not for that.
I don't know them. I don't like that. Do offices? I've never been asked to contribute financially to a gift for anybody in an office. There's like, can you sign the card they're leaving?
Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff. Or
I have done it before in the past, but I knew the person.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you do run the risk of pissing off if your boss is really excited about it. I mean, it's easy to say don't do it, but if they're really pumped and like.
Yeah. Pressured.
You feel
pressured.
But
you don't have to.
Yeah. Man, a lot of people answering the banana question.
Yeah, I don't care.
This is going to get Jamie going.
Yeah,
are the Cadbury mini eggs smaller this year?
Not this year. Not just this year.
Listen, how worked up he got. I knew that would trigger him.
The mini eggs are so mini.
Yeah, they're mini eggs.
Stop saying that every time. They are minier than regular eggs, yes.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Because they're named mini eggs, but now the mini eggs are smaller than mini eggs before.
But don't they just have them by weight anyway? So you just eat more eggs.
Is the amount you get in a bag? Who cares if they're smaller or bigger? It's the weight of the bag.
I don't know.
Then why
I'm just saying the eggs themselves are smaller.
Yeah, but you get upset about it. It makes no difference.
Maybe it was easier to make them in the factory that way. As long as you're getting the same amount
of... it's shrinkflation.
Only if they're giving you less in a bag. Listen to the words we're saying to your face.
I refuse to listen. They are smaller.
Because they're mini, yeah.
Oh.
How come small town mayors answer you, but our town won't? Great question.
Great question.
Mark Sutcliffe.
That is a good question.
The best part is that he used to work in this building with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just, I don't know, wins one election.
All of a sudden, he's a big shot.
Yeah, big shot mayor won't answer our emails or text messages.
Big shot.
You know? Last mayor, amazing to us. Super kind.
It's true. Yeah,
Regardless of what you think about him, he was on our show all the time.
He was very personable.
Invited us to his office, accepted our gifts, our bribery, stuff like that. It's great. new guy thinks he's, I don't know.
Maybe he's just busy.
He's not.
Not that busy answering an email, Jason.
I don't know.
He's not. Get over that garbage. Just an a-hole.
Wow. Well, I doubt he's coming on now.
I didn't mean that last part. Would you rather meet your ancestors in the past or your descendants in the future? Descendants in the future. They would have more information that could help me.
Yeah, probably. Logically.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I don't need to meet it. I don't, What the people in the past going to? They're going to be more blown away what I have to offer them than they have to offer me.
That's true. Yeah. That's a good point.
But you're adopted. Maybe you'll find out what wild disease your family carried or something that might get passed down to you genetically.
Yeah, I could do the 23.
That's not a happy thing. That's not a happy thing.
No. Do I want to know? Or do I just want to,
that's true.
Wake up dead one day?
Yeah. Oh,
goodness.
You won't wake up dead.
That far?
I'm just saying. I'd rather not know.
Right? Should the Sens trade Brady Tkachuk in the offseason? No, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. They got to do something, though. They got to shake it up. It's clearly not working. But I don't think that's getting rid of your best players. It's probably just add a couple of new pieces to the mix, no?
Yeah,
I mean, people love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fun to watch. He's a good hockey player, good leader.
Character guy.
Why'd you get rid of him?
How do you manage your road rage? Poorly.
I'm better at it.
I am now than I used to be, but still.
I just have little bits where I will yell and I'm done.
Yeah. I'm more angry with entitled drivers than I am with mistake drivers. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Like, you make a little mistake. Everyone makes mistakes.
The most common phrase...
it's the jackasses.
Driving on the highways here in Ottawa that I do is just more of disbelief. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. That's a great question.
That's what I say. Sometimes loudly, sometimes with a different inflection.
Yeah.
But most often, it's, what are you doing?
It's a good question. It's asked a lot.
Because I'm puzzled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it means when you ask that. That's it for this edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
20 questions, spectacular bonanza.
Been on vacation for a couple weeks, you're just getting back, you're like, what is this shenanigans? What's going on here? Well, we've been asking the same 20 questions every day for the last couple weeks, all right? And until somebody gets all 20 right, we're going to keep doing it every day, and we're going to keep adding $100 in lotto.
We may get a winner today.
We might. Now, if you don't know, if you're like, well, how many questions have you asked? We've asked 19. It's got up to 19.
Mm-hmm.
And the answers are on our podcast, which you can find anywhere you go get podcasts. Just search Biggs and Barr Show. And we amended the 19th question yesterday, which is also on the podcast, just to be fair to everybody. If you want to go listen to it, that's where you're going to hear it. But we got a contestant.
Tommy.
How are you doing,
Tommy? How are you?
You are real pumped to play, my friend.
I'm very excited. I'm ready to roll here.
All right. Well, you know how it works. If you get one wrong or take longer than 5 seconds to answer, you're done. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right, Thomas.
Best of luck, my friend.
Here we go. Yep.
20 questions, spectacular bonanza.
Go! What continent are the countries Uruguay and Paraguay in?
South America.
This name comes before pieces and peanut butter cups.
Reese's.
This microscopic fungus is added to bread dough to make it rise.
Yeast.
Who is Barbie's beau?
Ken.
Iowa is the USA's leading producer of this popular crop.
Corn.
Fill in the blank of this classic movie from the 80s. Pretty in blank.
Pink.
In 2013, this Facebook CEO ranked first on a list of the world's highest rated CEOs.
Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg.
You're done.
Brother, this guy stinks!
But at least you tried. And that's what friends are for.
A message from Concerned Children's Advertisers.
Oh, my goodness.
Were you trying to be funny, Tommy?
Tommy.
No, I don't.
Nope. Oh man.
His name is not Zuckerberger.
Yeah.
He was trying to be a cool guy.
Trying to be a cool guy, Tommy. Not cool, bro.
You blew it.
He's speechless.
No, you got the rules, man. That's the wrong answer.
His name is not Mark Zuckerberger.
We're sorry, brother. That's it.
Anywho.
Oh, Tom. We hope you have a great day, my friend.
You go to the penalty box and feel shame, Tom.
Yeah. Still love us, Tommy? Tommy?
No, I'm upset. It's okay. I'll get over it.
All right, good.
Well, we hope you have a great day, okay, besides this. Remember, you had nothing before.
Yeah. So
you
got still have nothing.
Yeah, nothing changes.
Just a feeling of shame.
Nothing changes. But, man, that's tough. All right,
thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, thanks,
buddy. See ya, bud.
Good day. Sorry.
Well, who saw that coming?
Not me.
That's a turn of events.
Yeah. Not me.
The drama.
Yeah.
This
is the excitement of the same 20 questions every day.
Yeah. He didn't mean to either. I thought he was just trying to be a funny guy.
Even old Mark Zuckerberg.
I don't know. Hey, it's got to be the right answer.
It has to be. And it has to be your first answer.
No fun times. Serious trivia. All right, don't mess around. That's crazy.
Can't take it back.
That's crazy. All right, well, hey, we'll try again tomorrow.
Until tomorrow.
Yeah. Man. He'll get over it. He'll get over it. All right, listen, we got a little controversy going on with graduation ceremonies in our town, so we're going to talk about that.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Circle is a shape, it goes around and around.
Spot on the show, we bring stories to the table the others are not aware of. I can go first, gents, if you want.
Okay.
So, this was in the news yesterday. We just didn't fit into the show, but Ottawa School Board could make graduation ceremonies more inclusive by allowing those who didn't pass to participate. Jamie, you got pretty worked up about it.
Well, how do you participate in a graduation without passing your grades with normal, typical circumstances?
Right.
Students of all levels of achievement will be able to cross the stage with their peers. I do not... I don't think, like you said, if you're a typical kid and you haven't passed.
You failed.
You shouldn't cross the stage.
No.
In a ceremony. You could attend.
Of course.
Anyone can attend, participate.
Right? Yeah. Anyone can attend the graduation or commencement.
And students like my son will never actually graduate in terms of credits and stuff. Because
he has autism.
Severely autistic.
Yeah.
He should be able to, when he's done, when his school days are over,
yes,
he should be able to participate in that.
Yes. I agree. I mean, I agree with that.
And even if I wasn't the parent of a special needs kid, I would still say that.
I don't think that's ever been a problem.
I don't think that's ever. These are for the kids that didn't pass.
They still have to go back to school.
Yeah. They don't want them to feel sad, so they want to include them in the ceremonies. And like I said, I don't mind if they're in attendance because the kids you've been going to school with your whole life are all leaving high school and having this big party to say goodbye to each other. You should be able to go to that party.
Of course.
Yeah, you can go to it. But you shouldn't be able to cross the stage.
No.
What do you go and pick up? Your diploma?
No. Yeah, well, that's the ceremony. High five?
Yeah, I guess.
For what?
A party, you don't even deserve a high five. A parking pass for next year?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Do a backflip, do the worm, maybe?
No, I'm not as harsh as Jamie. I don't think, kids should be made felt like garbage because they're not as good academically as other kids.
No, not at all. But I mean,
why? How does not include them make them feel like that? Shouldn't make them feel like garbage. Is what the point is.
Yeah. Have they not been included in something?
Yes, but not because of my own thing. That's their problem. Like, you know what I mean? They didn't pass.
Yeah.
So why should they be Why should they be coddled in a sense? Well, you didn't do what was required, but we're going to let you participate in this specific ceremony. If it was just a, hey, these are all the people who are this age, come to say a sports thing.
Yeah.
You know, they have sports banquets, sure, stuff like that. Of sure, course. But like when you are...
Why should losing teams be at sports banquets then?
Right.
Well, no.
What do they mean right?
Are they?
No, but what, yes, Jamie is saying is that the act of walking across the stage to shake a hand and, yeah, get a diploma, you shouldn't be included like in that if you didn't achieve it. That's all.
No, he's saying why they shouldn't be included, period. They're coddling them if you include them is what, no, he's
saying.
But
that's what I mean. But that's being included. Like, what do you mean?
In that
I mean?
One specific action of, yeah, picking up the diploma.
Well, that's what the whole thing is. Like, what else is he? He's just sitting in uncomfortable chairs for 3 hours, usually in a hot gym.
Yeah, I would
it's
never
It's not
know.
Just about getting a piece of paper. It's about celebrating this, your high school days together, going off to start new things. Like, it's the entire thing.
I think that's more outside the school that, yeah, that would happen, and that would be fine.
Because commencements don't usually, yes, happen until the fall of the following year.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I didn't even go to mine.
Well, no, a lot of people were away.
I didn't go either. I didn't go, yeah, to mine either.
If you were away, you weren't going to go, right?
Because if you were successful and you went somewhere else, either a job, yeah, or university or college or something like that, maybe you can't make it.
I don't think it's as big a deal in Canada. For some reason, in the States, it's a huge deal.
Big deal.
Graduations are big deals. For here, like, I didn't go to my college one. I didn't go to my high school one.
Me either.
I don't think. I mean, I don't remember it at all, so I don't think I went.
For an example.
Yes.
I didn't graduate the year I was supposed to. I didn't have enough thing. I failed one class. I had already planned to come back because my marks were garbage.
Yeah.
But I still didn't have enough credits.
Yeah.
So I wasn't invited to the graduate. And I was like, you know what? I was like, man, I wish I had passed that class.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, why can't I come? Like, you know what, yeah, I mean? I wasn't
sad. You didn't achieve it.
I was mad at myself.
Yeah.
Damn. Should have maybe like
tried a couple 5% of those. More.
Yeah, literally 5% more and I would have been there.
Yeah. All right. Who wants to go next?
Yeah.
You guys like kielbasa?
Kielbasa?
She likes kielbasa, that's her dish. She likes kielbasa better than fish.
Well, if you, if you've got some Johnsonville Polish turkey kielbasa.
Kielbasa?
She likes kielbasa. Okay.
With the lot number P32009. It's got pieces of rubber in it.
No!
Yes. Oh, so it won't poison you at least, because I've eaten a lot of that.
Yeah. Oh, that specific.
It's just that lot.
I love turkey kielbasa.
Yeah, it's not
it.
All of it. Just 35,000 pounds of it.
Of what? Of what?
Of kielbasa.
She likes kielbasa. That's her dish. She likes kielbasa better than fish.
Yeah.
Why don't you let it drop?
It just goes into mute. You want to hear the polka?
Oh, okay. Song. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, it's
done. So anyway, so it's got rubber in it.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. And you're supposed to throw it out or take it back to the store. It won't kill you. You'll be fine. But
what kind of rubber? What else are they making at the kielbasa plant?
Erasers? It's probably like a gasket or something. Who knows?
I know what else they're making at the kielbasa plant.
What?
It's where they test out the... Remember when you used to go to health class and they would put a... It's made out of rubber. Put it on a kielbasa-shaped thing to
You
not
think
get...
they test condoms at the kielbasa plant?
Just saying, the size is there. I mean, you make sure there's no holes in them.
Oh, I see.
I guess so.
I got you.
I think it's probably a gasket or something that's broke. Pieces of it went into the sausage.
But one thing we do know.
Mm.
God damn it.
She likes kielbasa. That's her dish. She likes kielbasa better than fish.
Hey! Why are you cutting it off? What is wrong with you? Why do you hate happiness?
All right. Oh, it cranks up.
Yeah.
Now it's too much.
Yeah, see?
Does he say anything else?
No.
No, that's it.
That's why I stopped playing it.
Okay, maybe that was a good choice. We got some Dougies coming up. For the Biggs and Bar Show, this is Shea 106.
She likes kielbasa.
The Biggs and Bar Show. It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
It is our Dougie Line. You can reach it 24 hours a day, 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Jamie, what do you got?
A really nice call. We get a lot of silly stuff from time to time on the Dougie Line, right? This is a nice call.
Yep.
A thank you for a stranger, almost, okay?
I wanted to give a shout-out this morning to the great people, the 911 call operators. Walking home from work,
saw an elderly woman walking down the street, clearly in some kind of emotional distress, so I talked to her. Right away, I recognized she was suffering from dementia. So I called 911, and the operator on the phone there was like, well, what do I want? Do I want police, ambulance, or fire? I wasn't sure. I mean, I recognized dementia, but, you know, my medical knowledge, dude, I can put a Band-Aid on a cut, take a Tylenol for a headache, and that's about where it stops. So the person on the phone says she'll send police. Well, I'm talking to her. The woman's telling me she's cold. So I put my jacket, my coat on her. I say, let's walk over to the store here, corner store, where you can get warm. And in the store, I meet up with this gentleman who asks if everything's okay. Turns out he's a 911 operator himself. He happens to be off duty. Well, if this guy, like an angel, off duty, doesn't matter, steps up to the plate, helps assess the woman, determines right away she needs the ambulance. He doesn't just call 911 back. He calls his supervisor directly. Says, dude, we need the paramedics here now. 30 seconds later, paramedics are there. I mean, these guys were awesome. You know, the guy that helped me out, I didn't get your name if you hear this. They helped out in the Hunt Club area with the elderly woman. Thanks, dude. You saved the evening. You guys are awesome. Have a great evening, folks. Take care.
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, 911 operators, the unsung heroes of the emergency services, for sure.
They never get, you know, when people talk about it, like the emergencies, like,
you're right.
First responders, they're never included.
They have to be, they hear such terrible things. And they have to stay calm.
Yep. Keep you calm if they can and get, while doing other things.
While doing other things.
It's an, you know.
No, they're great.
Yeah.
They really are.
They are. Mm-hmm. Should get more. We should, remember give them a to tip include of the cap more often more, and tip of the cap more often.
Anyway, I just thought I'd play that. Yeah, it was a nice thing we usually hear. And in direct contrast.
I'm just watching Tiger's greatest highlights on TikTok. Absolutely amazing. I mean, I'm one lucky bastard, but he is hands down luckiest bastard I've ever seen. And there's a lot of lucky bastards. He's the luckiest.
You think
talking about Tiger Woods?
You think Tiger Woods is Tiger Woods because he's lucky?
Oh, he's I mean, he had some skill. He practiced a lot.
Yeah.
He's one of the most naturally gifted golfers ever, and he spent more time hitting golf balls than you've probably spent breathing. Like it's like
yeah, maybe
if his body didn't crumble on him, he would be he'd be like the Gretzky of golf. Like no one would ever come anywhere close to any of his records. You think he's lucky?
You lucky bastard.
Yeah. If he hit one of those shots, he'd be lucky.
Yeah.
Hit thousands of them.
Thousands of
shots that blew everyone's mind around him. Other professional golfers were like, oh, my God, how did you do that?
Like, oh, man, he's so lucky.
Yeah.
That guy's got all the luck.
Oh, you got lucky today, didn't you?
Yeah.
No, lucky's that golf pro guy who won the one tournament out of nowhere.
Yes.
He had a lucky weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. It was either going to be me or Connor McDavid in the NHL. He just got luckier than me, I guess.
Like the play-by-play of Tiger, like announced professional ex-golfers, are like
speechless.
I give up. This man's ridiculous. Like over and over and over.
I guess that's lucky.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
He's lucky to have that talent.
Yeah.
Anyways, they have different definitions of luck, I guess
so. That's
luck is opportunity meeting preparation.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's what they say.
It's a great line, Jason.
I didn't make it up.
You're Connor. No, you're McDavid one. He's just
got lucky.
Yeah, he got lucky.
And McDavid. Could have been me, just in the right place, right time, I guess.
Yeah.
Next time the team you coach, Jason, you get absolutely shellacked out there walking. Well, boys, didn't get any of those bounces. We got those bounces. Yeah. You know, maybe it wouldn't have been 10-1 or something. Yeah.
We'd only got those 10 bounces.
Tiger Woods,
so lucky that guy.
Lucky,
not in his personal life, but on the course.
Bad decisions.
216-3849 or 216 Dougie. That's how you get a hold of us.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555 and we'll send the number right to your phone.
Sarah, that's it for us. Lots to do for you. All right, listen at 9 o'clock. The next name getting called out for payday. You can get paid just for listening to this radio station. If you haven't registered, do that at shay106.com. While you're there, also vote on our Sweet 16 for our March Madness, a small town.
Oh, yeah.
Keep listening for Big Sugar to win Big Sugar tickets. Text WIN to 762-555. Uh-huh. And our podcast, anywhere you get podcasts every day.
And carve out some time tomorrow for lunchtime.
Oh, that's right.
So don't pack a lunch tonight. Come by Shay tomorrow between 11 and 2. handing out some freeze off for Pi Day. Heather's going to be slinging the slices.
Slinging the slices, eh? She's a slice slinging. Slice slinger.
She's going to be. I don't know if she is right now. She's going to be tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right. I'm going to come by and get a free slice.
Yeah, get a free slice.
I mean, I'm thinking
sling
about
some
it.
Slices.
Yeah, damn right. All right. Well, we've covered everything, you boys.
Mm-hmm. I think so, man.
You guys have yourself a great day.
You too.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.